Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of Rich Answers. In an effort to follow public health guidelines, we are producing this program from our homes. The sound quality may be a bit different, but it is our hope you will find the music and meditation at the end to be a blessing to your soul.
The Lord told me through His Word. He said, "Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." The Bible refers to wisdom as she, he went on to say. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared to her. He told me why. Because the length of days are in her right hand, and in her left hand there's riches and honor. She is a tree of life to those that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retains her. So it is because of her. I've learned to build my home. It is because of her. I have a happy and successful marriage and family. I am ever so thankful that I sought after her. So here's a tribute to you, Lady Wisdom.
Calls me in. ways to hear the falls, and hears me when I call. He knows my name, he knows my every thought, he sees each tear that falls.
To love a world that's broken, to be your hands and feet. follow God. Work it. Any type of situation. He work it. I don't have no doubt. God. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. Keep come out nowhere. Doesn't have respect at all. Somebody going through it somewhere. Wonder what you're gonna do. Wonder if you're gonna make it. Wonder how long it'll take and when you ever get through. Can't see the light of day nowhere. Woo! The enemy tried to make you feel like pain on me. But you know, like I know, that trouble will never last. Yeah. So hold your head up high. God is on your side, and He loves you, and He cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter what the problem, God work it. Any type of situation, He work it. Something He got all power. God work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Come on, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Yeah. Seems like everybody else doing so much better than you. Faith's got it all together, and you're just trying to get through. You don't say no results, not laughing, this is not a joke. Cause I'm telling you, God don't come through. Some tune in my dress, I don't know. The enemy tried to make you feel like this will be. Yeah. But you know deep down that you gotta come out of this. Yeah. So hold your head up high. God is on your side. Yeah. Hold your head up high. God is on your side. And He loves you. And He cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter what the problem. God work it. Any type of situation. He work it. Nothing too hard for God. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Whoa, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Yeah.
are listening to a special edition of Rich Answers, recorded remotely during this time of the coronavirus. It is our prayer you remain encouraged and healthy in the midst of those you love. Let us take a moment to pray together. Dear God, thank you for guiding us through the mysteries of our days as we observe the changing times. Oh God, we hold to the consistency of your ways. We thank you, God, for a measure of faith that sustains us when the days get hard. We ask that you calm our fears and increase our joys even in the midst of pandemics and revolutions. Now let the words of this mouth and the meditations of this heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Our first pericope comes from Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, and it reads, "Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now let us move to our key text in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 15 through 19. I'll be reading from the Good News translation, and it reads, "Israel's holy God, the Lord who saves you, says, 'To save you, I will send an army against Babylon. I will break down the city gates, and the shouts of her people will turn into crying. I am the Lord your God. I created you, Israel, and I am your king. Long ago, the Lord made a road through the sea, a path through the swirling waters. He led a mighty army to destruction, an army of chariots and horses. Down they fell, never to rise, snuffed out like the flame of a lamp. But the Lord says, 'Do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there.' The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." With this in mind, the title of the message this day is simply this: watch and pray. Watch and pray. Through my prayer and devotions, the Lord has been showing me themes around the notion of participating in the process of coming out of captivity and moving toward our promised land with God's leadership and help. For in the midst of our multiple pandemics and revolutions that currently hold our attention captive, we must recognize the way our collective culture has held us captive to a life less than holy. We are living through a time that can only be referred to as a seismic shift. A seismic shift is a very sudden or dramatic change. Now, seismology is the branch of science concerned with earthquakes and related phenomena. The phenomena would be the study of the impact on people, places, and things when the earth moves. It's seismic when everything you are accustomed to being in one place has moved to another. In literal fashion, when there is a major earthquake or physical shifting, those that go through the earthquake experience a psychological aftermath of trauma or post-traumatic stress syndrome. After all, it's shocking to have the earth shift. Talk to someone who has lived through an earthquake. So looking at life through the lens of a cultural seismic shift, we can expect each of us to be experiencing some level of emotional, physical, and spiritual trauma. For we are in the midst of a world where many of the things we thought would always be the way they are peeling away. And those of us who have ears to hear and eyes to see are being faced with the exponential change we were not prepared for. And we know that as humans, even though those of us who are open-minded and progressive and have innovative minds, we all struggle with some aspect of change. But hold on, children of God. This kind of change can only be orchestrated by God. God is in the midst of us. The great leadership development coach, John Maxwell, is quoted with saying, "Most people don't like change. They revolt against it unless they can clearly see the advantage it brings. For that reason, when good leaders prepare to take action or make changes, they take people through a process to get them ready for it." Well, people of God, the Lord sent me by here to let you know more change is coming. And change is already here. And you better buckle up and hold on to your faith. Watch and pray. When we focus on the key text this morning in Isaiah 19, it says, "Watch for the new thing God is going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now." Oh, people of God, the Lord sent me by here to tell you, watch and pray. Change is here. God wants you to be ready. So watch and pray. Back in April, the Spirit of the Lord gave me a word for our ministry and how I was to operate as a leader in these times. The Lord said, "You put up a tent because you didn't think you would be here for long, but you need to build a house because winter's coming." See, the Lord was telling us then that this shifting and changing would be a longer season than anticipated. So we need to operate with long-term vision. In other words, we need to build a house, not temporary vision where we just camp someplace for a little while, thinking that this will be over soon. Yes, people of God, we are being called to watch and pray. Change is here, and it's not all pandemic and angry racial discord. This is also a tremendous opportunity because with the major shifting, there will be new room and spaces to move in. God has called us and positioned us for such a time as this, and it's not all bad. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Watch and pray. Our text is taken from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, as you can recall, was married to a prophetess, and his world was turned upside down when he experienced seismic change in his life because King Uzziah died. He had a jarring, shocking experience in life where he could no longer see things the way he had in the past. The shift for him impacted his prophetic ministry. He came to see the importance of truly putting God first and not being attached to positions and possessions of this world. He could not just live with that message for himself. He had to bring it far and wide to the people of Israel who had turned a deaf ear to the Lord. You see, the people were not serving God with love and humility. They were not offering love to their neighbors. They were offering meaningless sacrifices in the temple while committing all kinds of injustices throughout the nation. Yes, they were playing the church without being the church. In our text, Isaiah 43, 15 through 19, Isaiah reminds the people of who God is. Isaiah is basically saying, remember what God had done. Remember how God brought you out before. Remember how God sent an army against those who held you captive. But even with what you remember of me, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I'm going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. Yes, this word is for us today. In these challenging times, we need to remember who God is. God is holy. And let's face it, America had holy words spoken, but was built on an evil foundation, robbing indigenous people of their homes and killing innocent women and children, capturing African people and enslaving them to build our nation. And God allowed us to run this way for a while, but we were drifting further and further from the things of God. We as a nation need to watch and pray. And take a look at your own life. As the Matthew text reminds us, Matthew 26 and 41, in the midst of all that is going on in this nation, keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Temptation is all around us. All you can do is do the best you can do and watch and pray. Yes, remember what God has done for you in the past, how God brought you out, how God rescued you, how God delivered you, how God healed you, how God helped you, how God loved you, how God showed you that you matter. Watch and pray for yourself, for your family, for your community, for your nation, for the world. Don't be swept away by the chaos and confusion. Watch and pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Towards the mark, I'm pressing for the prize. I can give up now, 'cause I've come to realize that these problems that I'm facing are just tests to win the race. I know that God will get me through. Through it, yeah. Yes, he will. God will get me through.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will. fight. But the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's say, tell them, everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say, it's your winning season. It's your winning season. You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. Because you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time I said, everything attached to me wins. This is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
30,000 square feet. What would you do with that kind of possibility? Would you strategize your future? Or get lost in the past? Will you fill it with stories? Or use it to empty your mind? Would you explore your spirituality? Or focus on improving your community? Will you use it to work late? Or just work it? Could you create lasting impressions? Or a brief, delicious one? Our vision for the 224? 30,000 square feet of endless possibilities.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Rich Answers. In the weeks ahead, we encourage you to reach out to me through Facebook and Instagram. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, President and CEO of the Conference of Churches. God bless you.